You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is, of course, customary for me to wish you a very good morning, and I will do so yet again today on Hump Day, a Wednesday, the 18th of September. But was it a good day on Dalal Street yesterday? Most certainly not. All that took place yesterday, and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this edition of A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was indeed a terrible Tuesday for Dalal Street as Nifty turned negative for the year 2019 as Nifty closed below 10,862, which was the level recorded on the 31st of December. Nifty Bank turned negative for 2019. All its constituents ended in the red yesterday. Nifty Bank fell 723 points, the biggest single-day fall in 2 months. Both Sensex and Nifty fell below crucial support levels. The BSE Sensex suffered a loss of more than 640 points, below 37,000, while Nifty 50 also saw a cut of 185 points to close at 10,817. The sell-off in equities dragged the cumulative market capitalization of BSE-listed firms by almost as much as 2.38 lakh crore rupees in a single day. In the last two sessions, investors have lost about 2.73 lakh crore rupees. The index managed to hold on to crucial support at 10,800 levels on a closing basis, which is, of course, still a heartening sign. But the fate of Indian markets could be decided by the outcome of the FOMC meeting, as well as the meeting of Saudi ministers later on Tuesday. What led to the decline in Indian markets, you might ask? Well, on Monday, we saw buying coming in at lower levels, which helped the index close just above 11,000 levels, which was a bullish sign. But things got slightly complex on Tuesday yesterday, as reports suggested that the FOMC in the United States could rethink on the rate cut. The rupee also depreciated against the American dollar. The Indian rupee on the 17th of September yesterday weakened by another 18 paise to settle at 71 rupees 78 paise against the American dollar as investors fretted over higher crude oil prices. Volatility index, that is India VIX, surged over 7% to close above the level of 16. The sharp rise in crude oil prices has impacted domestic sentiment due to India's high dependence on imports. In the near term, the GST meet scheduled for the 20th of September would be on investors' radar, as expectations of a GST rate cut are high, especially for the auto sector. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 808 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 85 crore rupees, this according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be about more SOPs. Media reports suggest that the finance ministry is working on one more booster dose to give a leg up to the economy that has hit over the six-year low of 5%, a senior finance ministry official went on to say. The blueprint for the stimulus is ready. That would be announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the next few days, the official said, without giving more details. The government announced a slew of measures in three dosages. That included a special window for real estate, export incentives, bank consolidation, and SOPs for micro, small, and medium enterprises, that is MSMEs, and the automobile sector. Earlier this week, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das had said that the government has taken a number of measures to boost the economy in three phases and indicated that more steps are likely. What are some stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today? As a part of its strategy to cut its financial liabilities and focus on the domestic market, Tata Power on the 17th of September announced an exit from its investment in Cenergy, which was a South African joint venture for $106 million. State-owned hydropower giant NHPC yesterday said its board had approved a proposal to raise up to 2,500 crore rupees through bonds, loans or external commercial borrowings. And finally, the Pollution Control Board of Assam has slapped a fine of 2.05 crore rupees on PSU firm ONGC, that is Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, for allegedly violating an order by the Supreme Court and causing pollution to the environment. How these developments affect the stocks will be on our radar today, obviously. So ONGC, NHPC and Tata Power will be some stocks to look forward to today. What is the technical setup looking like? Nifty 50 has formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the charts. Experts expect sentiment to remain weak, and if the index remains below 10,880 levels, then the weakness could continue in the coming sessions. Positional traders with high risk appetite are advised to create short positions and on rallies, if any, towards the 11,000 mark, with a stop loss above 11,100 on a closing basis. Look for much bigger targets on downsides below 10,637 levels. This is Expert Speak. Based on these, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,796, 11,000, and 11,150. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,200 and 11,300. Maximum put open interest at 10,800 and 10,600. To ease you into the trading day, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. Phenolex Industries has a buy call. The target we're looking at is 580 rupees, 580. Stop loss placed at 500 rupees for an upside of 9%. Axis Bank has a sell call. Target of 604 rupees, stop loss placed at 670 rupees for a downside of 7%. Infosys has a buy call. Target of 870 rupees, 870. Stop loss placed at 785 rupees for an upside of 6%. So Phenolex and Infosys with buy calls, and Axis Bank with a sell call. Well, those are all the things you had to be absolutely in the know of before heading into trade today. It has been a rather difficult Tuesday. Will it be a whopper of a Wednesday, or will it be womp womp Wednesday? We'll, of course, find out as the day progresses, and I will be back in the evening to give you a lowdown on all that took place. In the meanwhile, you can also write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment on whichever platform it is that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.